Business.
Bartleby. Working under the weather. It is becoming harder to take off a sick day.
If you have a high temperature or are recovering from heart surgery, it is difficult to use machine tools. And if you are having a nervous breakdown, machine tools are best avoided. Sick days are the remedy. They are meant to prevent people from hurting themselves, their co-workers, customers, or passers-by on the job. Working from home has flipped this logic on its head. If you can work from the kitchen table, today's hybrid workers increasingly conclude, then why not from bed? So long as the brain is on and the Zoom camera off. The work-from-home revolution has raised the bar for what counts as being sick. At the height of the pandemic, people worked from home, even with nasty symptoms such as fever, shortness of breath, or nausea. Many still do. Nicholas Bloom of Stanford University has been tracking work-from-home habits since before the corona crisis popularized them. In a recent working paper, he presents the results of a randomized controlled trial at a large Chinese multinational company, where sick days fell by 12% for employees working from home 2 days a week relative to those coming in full-time. Your columnist, a guest Bartleby, can sympathize. In the past, while convalescing, she had no qualms about wrapping herself in a blanket with a hot toddy, toast and some tissues. When she got COVID-19 early this summer, by contrast, she kept going with her phone and laptop sunk in the duvet. Her managers strongly urged that her work should be passed on to a colleague. For her, this was unthinkable, at least until she almost passed out. To be in bed, not doing anything, connotes not only physical discomfort but also cognitive impairment. Salaried workers, who are often evaluated on the basis of their input rather than output, find it hard to say they are off the game for a few days now that they don't need to worry about spreading germs in the office. For high achievers, putting in the hours is not a chore but a way of life. Unplanned breaks are antithetical to the pervasive anxiety to perform. As recession looms and puts future job security into question, showing yourself to be useful becomes even more important. Hybrid work etiquette is fluid, and many companies have yet to update their sick leave rules for the new era.